The next patient is Mr. Charles Barfield. The last name is B-A-R-F-I-E-L-D. Charles is the first name. This is a clinical case of a 64-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. Space A1. The patient has a functional right kidney only. The left kidney seems to have a problem with the Starhawk calculus. The patient is asymptomatic, period. He's a diabetic. He has been treated with the administration of sulfonylureas, pioglitazone, metformin. He has a history of arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, period. The patient had in the past COVID-19 pneumonia. Period, he is followed by urology because what is supposed to be BPH, period. Unfortunately, the patient lost the insurance that cover the urologist, Dr. Arciola. He has to look for a new urologist, period. The most recent laboratory workup shows the estimated GFR of 45, one trace of protein in the urine, the protein creatinine ratio, and the protein albumin ratio are not available at this time for discussion. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension that is most likely associated to the presence of overweight. We had the opportunity to review the vital signs where the patient was 187 pounds, 198 pounds. The blood pressure was under control. I don't think that this is a matter of giving more medication. This is a matter of him losing weight. The decreasing the sodium intake, the restriction of fluid, especially when he has a diagnosis of ischemic, dilated cardiomyopathy. And the fluid restriction were recommended. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia taken at atorvastatin and Tricor, when triglycerides that remain elevated at 388. The diet was reviewed. The patient has to decrease the caloric intake. He doesn't drink alcohol. And he is taking enough medication to control this hyperlipidemia. Whether or not he has hypertriglyceridemia related to the diabetes is the most likely situation, period. Following number, the patient has an elevation of the liver function tests that are most likely associated to a fatty liver. It was proven through ultrasound that was done in the middle part of 2021. The current ALT and AST are pretty close to normal. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, a status for coronary artery bypass graft that was done in 2016. She's followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Bhandare, B-H-A-N-D-A-R-E. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control with the administration of allopurinol. Period. This patient is going to be a candidate for the administration of a finerenone, F-I-N-E-R-O-N-O-N-E, or SGLT2 inhibitor. We are going to wait for the results of the hemoglobin A1C and the determination of protein in the urine in order to make our final decision. The patient will be notified by phone. Otherwise, we are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Period. Paragraph. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory, 20 minutes addressing the findings with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.